The region is experiencing heavy rains and high winds as a weather system moves through western Washington. Forecasters say today will be quite an active day. Courtney Obergfell is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Seattle and joins us live. Courtney, the rain has been falling since late yesterday and now the winds are picking up. What can we expect for the rest of today and tonight?
Yeah, we did see about a half an inch of rain in the lowlands overnight. We may see a little bit of a break here around Puget Sound this afternoon, but then another batch of heavy rain moves in this evening into early Friday. So the highest winds are looking to be along the coast and the north interior, but on the interior we can see a few gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour. So that may be enough to cause a little bit of tree damage and cause some localized power outages.
Yeah, and we've had reports of fallen trees in the Mason County area already this morning. So the system's bringing with it the threat of high winds and, of course, the threat of flooding as well. Are there any concerns about rivers overflowing?
We are watching some of the rivers off the Olympics and the North Cascades through Friday as that heavy rainfall falls. The highest threat for flooding right now looks to be the Skokomish in Mason County, which is pretty flashy and can rise very fast in heavy rains.
And then what about snow in the mountains? I know that there is going to be an advisory for the North Cascades starting tonight.
We do have a winter storm warning out for the North Cascades and advisory for the Central and Southern Cascades. Those snow levels will fall back down tonight as the colder air moves back in. And so we could see some hazardous travel across Stevens and White Pass as well as in the Mount Baker area tonight into Friday.
So what are the areas in our region that are you're most concerned about as the rain and the wind move through and the snow falls in the mountains?
As far as the winds go, the highest winds will again be along the coast and in the north interior, so Bellingham, Skagit County. And then for snow, we're watching in the Cascades, certainly those passes. If you're driving across tonight into early Friday, you might encounter some hazardous conditions.
And then the system is supposed to kind of work its way out of our region tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, there'll be some showers lingering through the day tomorrow, but a bit of a break tomorrow night into Saturday, and then we could see some more rain moving in for Saturday evening into Sunday, but it does not look as heavy as today.
All right, Courtney, thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Courtney Obergfell is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Seattle, and she joined us live this morning. This is KNKX News.